The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
I was dreaming again, you were there with me. We were on the beach, running in the sea. You pointed to a sunbed of dreams you can't read. And in that moment I snapped again. Something you see wakes you up from the dream. Wanna go back to sleep, but now you're up from the dream. Walk into the kitchen, pull the dishes from the sink. And you have changed in the blink of an eye.
That's new music from the band Haim. The single is called Up From a Dream from the new album Women in Music Party 3. And we're joined by Deputy Editor of Hot Press, Stuart Clark. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning. That is a glam rock stomper. Could be Susie Quattro, circa Can the Can and Devil Gate Drive. A real 70s vibe to that.
Who are Haim?
Three sisters, Danielle, Este and Alana from Los Angeles, who are also into their pure pop, country, classic blues and Fleetwood Mac, who are a massive influence on the trio. Another highlight is Summer Song, which samples Lou Reed's A Walk on the Wild Side. That's really clever. It's a varied record and not a duff track on it. Being sisters, the harmonies are impeccable and there's a real sense of fun and playfulness. Number one this week in Britain, and rightly so.
Next up, we're going to hear Paul Weller.
Not a single cloud in my, not a thing I'd change if I could. I'm happy here in my neighborhood. Now the things I've never been, I've never seen, I don't care much. Now the things I've never done, I've never won, I don't care much. Never knew why the world is warm till I looked in my heart. Saw myself for what I am. Found the whole world under my hand.
That's Paul Weller and Village. Tell me more, Stuart.
One of the many standouts from his new album, On Sunset. It's a very chilled, blissed-out affair, and why not? He's happily remarried, a proud dad to eight kids, has knocked the parting with Noel Gallagher on the head, and looks disgustingly good for a 62-year-old. All his own hair and most of his own teeth, I think. I was furious in 1982. When he broke up the Jam after getting to number one again with Beat Surrender. But what a stroke of genius, you know, go out with a bang, not a whimper. There have been numerous offers to reform, some worth as much as £40 million, apparently. But he's held firm and released some excellent solo records. This is one of them. Influence-wise, we're talking the gentler side of the Kinks. Bit of Van Morrison in there and lots of classic soul.
All right, now next up, we're going to hear from someone we haven't heard from in quite a while. I was waiting for this. This is Katie Melua.
I'm taken in by what you've told me, but keep it all inside your songs. This isn't real, you don't even know me. How am I what you're thinking of? You see you're turning a little crazy, speaking love into the dust. I've seen it torn into every shape, I've seen it leaving fast. It's a burning fire, it'll be a red, a bitter dream. Falls like rain, it turns to dust.
That's Katie Melua and A Love Like That. What do you make of it, Stuart?
Well, as you say, it's her first new music in 4 years and sounds a bit like an audition for the next James Bond movie. She passes with flying colours. It's very dramatic and towards the end, quite Shirley Bassey. Born in Georgia, raised in Belfast, and then moved to London, where she was signed by Mike Batts of the Wombles fame. It could have gone horribly wrong, but no furry costumes were involved. Had a massive hit in 2005 with 9 million bicycles in Beijing, and since then has spread the workload out a bit. Being worth £18 million, you can afford to do that. Album number 8, that's the No Nonsense title, follows later in the summer.
All right, and new Irish music released this week. This is Elaine May.
Everything I feel, well, it breaks me wide open. Everything I know, well, it changes each day. Everything I do, well, I feel so unsure of, wishing it away. Wishing it away. Wishing it away. Wishing it away. Wishing it away.
So that's Elaine May and Somewhere Else. Stuart?
The coolest of summer grooves, Pat. If clubs were open, floors would be filled. An Irish singer and producer who's worked the likes of Soleil, Loa and the Pillow Queens. She also features on the Irish Women in Harmony version of Dreams, which has been number one for the past couple of weeks. A really clever video and a great reading of the Cranberries tune as well. If you buy that today from Bandcamp, it's called Somewhere Else. All proceeds go to the LGBTQI support group Origins Ella.
Okay, and finally, news of a gig that we can all participate in.
Yeah, a virtual gig. Ringo Starr turns 80 next Tuesday. Happy birthday. And will be joined on his YouTube channel by Paul McCartney, the Stillmates, Joe Walsh, Gary Clark Jr. and Ben Harper for a knees up. I assume he still can get his knees up. In fact, he's out on the road all the time. Not at the moment, but he has been with the All-Star Band. So he's been a very active musician throughout his career, throughout the last 20 years in particular. The Academic also have a brilliant new EP, Acting My Age, coming out next Thursday. They're playing a virtual launch gig for fans that night. See their social media for details of how to be there.
Stuart Clark, Deputy Editor of Hot Press, thank you very much.